mimicked their grandmother's every flourish, wielding a wooden spoon like a conductor's baton, orchestrating an invisible symphony of flavors. "The walk whispers, little sparrows," Nana confided, her voice a low hum against the kitchen's cacophony. "It remembers every flavor, every story, every secret shared over its shimmering surface. It holds the heart of our family's magic." Liam, ever the pragmatist, a pinch of skepticism seasoning his youthful exuberance, scoffed. "Walks don't whisper, Nana. They walk." He punctuated his statement with a dramatic clang of the spoon against a pot, scattering a flock of cinnamon dust motes into the air. Their grandmother winked, a mischievous glint dancing in her eyes, eyes that held the swirling depths of a thousand spice-infused sunsets. "Only to those who aren't listening, little sprout." She placed a weathered hand, its lines a roadmap of culinary adventures, on the wok's warm metal. "This wok, it holds the very essence of our magic, the echo of every Vanel who has stood before it. But heed this, my little sparrows." Her voice softened, the playful lilt replaced by a note of solemnity, a pinch of premonition in her tone. "Some ingredients whisper promises they cannot keep. Their allure is seductive, their whispers a siren song, luring you toward shores of shadowed delight. Be wary, my dears, of the darkness that sleeps within the most tempting of flavors. For once tasted, those shadows may never fully leave your palate." The festive atmosphere, once vibrant with the comforting aroma of cardamom and anticipation, momentarily curdled, a subtle disquiet replacing the joyful anticipation. The walk's hum deepened, resonating with their grandmother's warning, its melody shifting from a cheerful lullaby to a somber nocturne. A premonition, cold and heavy as unrisen dough, settled in Safira's young heart, a feeling she would carry, a subtle dissonance humming beneath the surface of her joy, until the night the cabal's shadows extinguished Liam's laughter and silenced the walk's song, leaving only a mournful lament. Years spun by like ribbons of pulled sugar, years filled with the intoxicating aromas of the Vanel family bistro, the rhythmic clang of pots, the sizzle of moon petal orchids, and the comforting hum of the wok. Liam, his laughter a constant refrain in the kitchen's symphony, blossomed into a culinary prodigy, his talent a dazzling display of inherited magic. Safira, under Nana's watchful eye and the wok's whispered guidance, honed her own skills, her touch as delicate as a hummingbird's wing, her creations a tapestry of flavors that danced on the palate. The eve of Safira's 16th birthday, a night shimmering with the promise of starlight and spiced wine, arrived. The bistro overflowed with patrons, their laughter mingling with the fragrant steam rising from platters of fire-kissed sea bass and whisperwind algae salad. Liam, a whirlwind of saffron-hued energy, orchestrated the kitchen, his hands a blur of motion as he coaxed flavor from the most stubborn of root vegetables. Safira, her heart brimming with a blend of joy and anticipation, presented her grandmother with a cake, a masterpiece of crystallized ginger and sunfruit nectar, a testament to her burgeoning talent. As the last guests departed, the bistro settling into a comfortable quiet, Liam pulled Safira towards the whispering wok, its surface gleaming under the soft glow of moonstones. "A birthday duel, little sparrow," he challenged, a mischievous glint in his saffron eyes. "Winner gets bragging rights for the next year." Safira laughed, a melody as light and sweet as honeyed wine. "You're on, sprout." They gathered their ingredients, a vibrant palette of flavors and aromas. Liam, with a flourish worthy of their grandmother, chose thunderclap ginger and shadowfin milk, a daring combination that hinted at both his playful nature and his growing mastery of flavormancy. Safira, inspired by a recipe whispered by the wok itself, selected moon petal orchids and star anise, a symphony of tranquility